time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced Thursday that he will not appoint a second special counsel to investigate allegations of surveillance abuse within the DOJ, despite pressure from the Republican Party for him to do so. MSNBC's Katie Turr explains.
Sessions is not going to appoint a second special counsel to investigate FISA practices. What does that say to you? The Attorney General says it's just not going to happen.
Well, first, it says that he's a man of more principle than maybe people like me expected, because this is clearly the right decision, not the politicized decision. But I think it might also indicate, and I want to emphasize might, that he realizes that his days are numbered and that he's kind of dead man walking at the Justice Department, because you know what's going to happen on the Trump propaganda channel and in the House Republican caucus after this news. They're going to go nuts over this, and I think they probably will demand Jeff Sessions' head, and you could see somebody like Scott Pruitt coming in as Attorney General.
Bring us up to speed one more time, though, and tell us why House Republicans wanted this special counsel.
Well, House Republicans feel that the Justice Department and the special counsel process has not been fair to the president, especially since Republicans control all of Washington. There has been this feeling among the base that Trump is getting kind of an unfair shake with all of this, and they want to be focusing on other things, particularly Hillary Clinton. You still hear that among Republicans. I think what's interesting about Sessions, though, I almost take a lot of his behavior lately as a way to kind of dare Trump to fire him, knowing that if Trump does, that would spark a constitutional crisis, that it would only further, you know, problems for the administration. We saw him be kind of defiant. And also, it's notable that he was on the cover of Time magazine this week, sure to get a reaction out of Trump.
Advertisers have begun fleeing from Laura Ingraham's Fox TV show after she mocked Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg for not getting into any of his chosen colleges. In response to her criticism, Hogg launched a boycott of her advertisers, with a number of them pulling out of her show. Hogg appeared on CNN's New Day Friday morning.
At our latest count, there's been 7 advertisers that have pulled out of Laura Ingraham's show after one tweet from you. I mean, it seems like you have a lot of power at the moment, and I'm just wondering how you feel about all of this.
I think it's great that corporate America is standing with me and the rest of my friends, because when you come against any one of us, whether it be me or anybody else, you're coming against all of us. And I think it's important that we stand together as both corporate and civic America to take action against these people and show them that they cannot push us around, especially when all we're trying to do here is save lives. And when people try to distract, like Laura's trying to do right now, from what the real issue here is, which is gun violence in America, it's not only sad, it's just wrong. From a journalistic standpoint, I would say that she needs to be more objective and needs to stand down, because I am not the issue here. The issue needs to be gun violence in America, but what she's trying to do is to distract from that, and I hate it.
Listen, you know, she's a talk show host. She's not objective. I mean, her point isn't even to be objective. She has a particular position. She's a conservative. But listen, after the advertisers started pulling out, she did issue an apology to you. I'll read it to everyone. Any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including David Hogg. On reflection, in the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David immediately after that horrific shooting, and even noted how poised he was given the tragedy. As always, he's welcome to return to the show anytime for a productive discussion. Do you accept her apology?
No. She's only apologizing after a third of her advertisers pulled out. And I think it's really disgusting, the fact that she basically tried promoting her show after apologizing to me. I think it's wrong, and I think if she really wants to do something, she could cover things like inner city violence and the real issues that we have in America. I know she's a talk show host, but as such, she also has a responsibility to show both sides of a story, you know?
The Washington Post reporting Friday that the White House was thrown on the defensive over the president's choice of Ronnie L. Jackson to lead the Department of Veteran Affairs, forcing officials to fend off mounting skepticism that the admiral, a career naval officer who was an emergency trauma doctor in Iraq before spending the last 12 years as a White House physician, lacks the type of management experience expected from the leader of an agency that employs 360,000 people and has a $186 billion annual budget. Outgoing VA Secretary David Shulkin appeared on All In with Chris Hayes on Thursday night to explain the odd circumstances of his firing.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
I spoke to the president yesterday.
What was that conversation like?
We spoke about the progress that I was making, what I needed to do from a policy perspective to make sure that we were fixing the issues in VA. Very focused. He was very inquisitive about the things that we were working on, making sure that we were focused on the job at hand.
Wait, that's before you were fired?
That's correct.
You spoke to him. He made no mention of the fact that he was about to terminate you?
That's correct.
And then you found out via tweet?
Right before that, the chief of staff, Kelly, gave me a call, which I appreciated, gave me a heads up. And so, but that was much after the phone call. I got the
news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.